Oh.
Hey, is this Andrew?
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew. Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, you got a couple seconds to chat, or are you kind of busy over there?
No, go ahead.
All right, awesome. Yeah, so I just wanted
to...
I'm in
the hospital.
Okay, no worries. Sweet. Well, yeah, looks like you were working with an associate of mine over here a couple of months back. You had called in from the mailer that we had sent out, and you were looking...
Yeah.
I believe you were interested in some equipment and some working capital?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. You still possibly looking to do that? Pull the trigger on
that?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Oh, right on. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad we can help you out here then. All right, well, I wasn't briefed too well on the situation here, so what kind of equipment were you looking for?
Forklift and stuff like that.
Forklift? Okay. How much are one of those going to run you?
Probably 20 grand.
20K, and is that used or new?
New.
New, okay.
No, I only buy new.
Only buy new? Okay, nice.
Yeah,
do you have
might run 27, 28.
Okay, yeah, I was just looking for a ballpark. That's perfectly fine for right now.
Yeah.
Just trying to get an idea. Do you have a, are you adding a new forklift? I'm assuming you already have one over there, right?
Yeah, I got about four of them over there.
Oh, four of them. Okay, nice. What's the reason for the new one? Just to have the latest and greatest
They use the shit out of them.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So it always helps to have a little more then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you going to bring on anybody new, or is this just for your guys you already have?
Just for the guys at the yard.
Just for the guys at the yard, okay. And that helps moving, like, the trucks and whatnot after you're done pulling
right,
all the parts
right,
off of them?
Right, right.
Gotcha. Sweet. So just to real quick, get a little better idea of what you're doing. So you, when you have these trucks, you kind of take off all the parts that you can sell.
We sell the parts.
Okay, sell the parts, then you crush and recycle the trucks then?
We crush, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
We got a crusher there too.
Crusher, okay. All right, cool. Do you know who you're looking to, like what vendor you're looking to go through?
What do you mean, who I'm going to go through?
Like the vendor for the forklift.
Oh, I don't know yet.
You don't know? Okay. And
I need to find one. It's not too hard to find one.
Yeah, definitely. Do you kind of have a deadline on when you're looking to buy it by?
A couple months.
A couple months? Okay. So you've been thinking about it for quite a while then, it sounds like?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Right on. And then usually, I know it's kind of hard to put an exact number on this kind of thing, but what would you say your return on investment on these forklifts are?
How much money?
What was that?
How much money?
Yeah.
I don't know. 400,000 or 500,000.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good return then. Okay, cool. And have you been looking into financing anywhere else, so to say?
No.
No? Okay. So when you called us...
I have no trouble with financing. I get financing real easy.
Well, that's great to hear. So your credit's probably pretty good then, it sounds like?
My credit's excellent.
Excellent. Perfect. That's always nice. And two, I'm sure you're aware of this, but we're located right over here by the Miramar Air Base. So you're down there on Commercial Street?
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to hear. So it's nice to stay local and, you know, help out our local businesses.
Yeah, right.
And whatnot.
Right.
Cool. So, and then also on the capital side, just to get a brief of that, you're looking at some working capital as well?
Yeah, right.
Okay, nice. And how much were you looking possibly there?
I want about 20 grand, 30 grand all together.
Okay. 20 to 30K. Right on. Well, that should. And then, from the last phone call, you said your gross sales were right around like $2 million for last year.
Right.
$2 million. Okay, and you on track to do the same this year? You think?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Been
perfect.
There 40 years.
Yeah, 40 years. Wow, that's quite some time.
Yeah,
you started yourself, or you like family business, or?
Started myself.
Wow, that's quite the accomplishment to still be around 40 years later. That's awesome. What turned you on to, you know, doing that?
To doing what?
To doing the recycling and scrapping the trucks and whatnot.
Oh, I don't know. I just got into it. A friend of mine, a lady gave him 4 or 5 cars, and he said, come on, help me scrap these. I said, okay. And ever since then, I've been doing it.
Well, that's a pretty cool way to start. You and a buddy just messing around, having some fun. And next thing you know, it's a nice 40-year-old business. That's quite the story there.
He's not a buddy anymore. He never would wake up.
Oh, yeah. No, I have one of those friends myself, too. So I know how that goes. All right. Well, I guess I would ask, and you probably want the capital just around the same time as the forklift coming in all together
right,
for the end
right,
of the year.
Right.
Okay. Nice. And how long have you been thinking about getting the capital too?
Oh, probably 6-8 months.
6-8 months? Okay.
Yeah.
And what's
I'm trying too hard. I can borrow money. I can borrow money pretty easy.
Okay. No, that's great to hear. And that's kind of what we want too. You know, we want to be able to have a nice little relationship with you to where
yeah,
you know.
Right.
When you need a little extra cash, you could just pick up the phone, call Kyle over here with Cardiff, and, you know, simple,
yeah.
Quick and easy process.
That's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So I was going to ask, though, what all is your, like, grocery list you'd be using the capital for? Like, payroll, bringing on, like, new materials? What were you thinking? Payroll materials. Okay. Just kind of have a little extra cash on hand.
Right.
And whatnot.
Right.
Okay. Nice. And what were you on the way our capital program works here? I'll give you a quick little rundown. We can usually unlock like 10-15% of your top line revenue. So that 20-30K shouldn't be a problem at all. If actually you wanted a little bit more, we could do that. So it was like the 20-30K which you wanted or what you need?
That's what I wanted.
Okay, so if like worst case scenario, what's a like bare minimum which you just would need?
Oh, I don't know,
10,000 to 15,000. Okay, cool. Just to get that way, if something you know popped up crazy, we'd be able to still try to
right.
At least get you what you absolutely need there. Okay, well, cool, cool. That sounds like shouldn't be a problem there. And then, you kind of familiar?
I really need to eat more than that. If I'm gonna buy a forklift, I just pay for the whole thing.
Okay, well, what I was thinking was, because our equipment financing is a really awesome program because you're still monthly payments, a nice 2-5 year term. So on the longer
right.
side, if you need it to be, which can kind of decrease the payments if that's what you're looking for. But
right.
So we want to try to finance your forklift through the equipment program as much as we can just because it's really such a great program to work with for
okay.
you and us. So what I was thinking... Yeah, so what I was thinking was I would try to get you that finance for the forklift through our equipment, and then through our on the capital side, we tried to get you an additional 20 or 30K. But what we do is when we do look at your file, like everything, once we get it in, all your documents and whatnot, what we'll do is we'll actually get you our like the highest approval that we can go for you, and
yeah.
We'll show it to you. Say okay, you know, you're good for say $200,000 over here. But if you only want to take 30 right now, that's perfectly fine. You'll kind of be able to just know how much cash you can have through us, which. If you're ever in a bind or something pops up or, you know, whatever the case may be, you can just call us and know a little bit of paperwork and we can go that way. So,
sounds really good.
Awesome. So, just to get started then and get you some numbers, it doesn't take much at all. Just the one-page application here. It'll probably take you a couple minutes to fill out. And then we have to take, since we're looking at capital, we're going to need to take a look at your 6 months of your business bank statements. And
yeah.
then your most recent tax return as well.
Yeah, okay.
And then are you the 100% owner?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome, perfect. All right, so what I'll do is I'll wrap up a short little email for you. It'll have the equipment application, and that's just half a page, real short and simple, and then the capital
yeah.
application, and then it'll have the rest of the documents we'll need. What's a good email for me to shoot you over to that stuff too, Andrew?
Email?
Yeah.
I don't have an email there.
Oh, you don't have an email? Okay.
I do, but I don't use it.
You don't use it? Okay, do you have like a secretary, anybody helping you out in the office there?
Yeah, I do. You can fax her stuff.
I could fax it over to her?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your fax number?
I don't know. You have to call her and find out.
All right, I'll get in touch with her. What's her name and what's her phone number?
Heather.
Heather?
Yeah, 234-5171. Just ask for Heather. I'll connect you upstairs.
Okay, perfect. I will get in contact with Heather, have her see which way is easiest for her to get me over those documents and stuff, and get back in touch with you here shortly and let you know what's going on.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.